Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Oh boy, stood on a road and cried.
In Minnesota's early history, if you were jobless, crippled, had a mental illness, were an unwed mother or an orphan, or were elderly, and you were poor and alone, chances are you'd end up on a poor farm. Poor farms were run by the counties and were considered a smart alternative to financial welfare. Poor farms could be self-sustaining. Also, laboring in the field, it was hoped, would cure these unfortunates of the faults of character that had made them poor in the first place, allegedly. When inmates died, Ramsey County's poorhouse drove the bodies up a short road to its own cemetery, where the poor were deposited in the ground cheaply.
Too bad.
Eventually, poor farms were phased out, but the 3,000 unmarked graves at the Ramsey County Poor Farm were remembered in 2001 when the land was turned into a heritage park.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.